The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. If you have tuned in on Sunday between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific Time, she's available to answer your specific question live on her program. To speak with Mona, please unblock your phone number, focus on your question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Mona does her best to get to as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Since 2002, Mona holds the privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. Just $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Find out more by going to mona.vegas. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View, with your personal intuitive, Mona Van Joseph.
Hello, good morning. Welcome to Psychic View. So just wanted to remind you guys that the biggest favor that you can do for me, the best thing you can do for me, is to actually buy my app. $1.99, Dice Wisdom, dicewisdom.com. And then if you would be so kind as to tell five friends, because my goal is to sell 2 million apps this year. That's my goal. That's what I want. And, you know, I was reminded recently that to have what you want, you just simply have to want it. So just want what you want, whether that's a relationship, whether that's a new job, whether that's peace with the people you work with, whatever it is, you just have to want it. And that by wanting it, you create it because you are a unique expression of the universe. You are unique. There's nobody in the whole world like you. Right? And what my app does for you is allow you to be more you, allows you to be more authentic. So that would be a huge personal favor to me if you would download my app for iPhone or Android, $1.99, dicewisdom.com, and then tell five friends. And then have them tell five friends, please. It's like that old, I can't even remember the commercial. They'll tell two friends and so on and so on. I'm asking to tell five friends because that's the number of communication. All right, I'm going to go right to callers. I've got somebody here from the 312 area code. Hello, 312. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Karen from Chicago.
Oh, hi, Karen from Chicago. What's your question for me today?
I'd like to find out if you see me getting a full-time job later this year.
Okay. So I have this really weird... I'm compelled to go, why later this year and why not now?
Oh,
why, I'm compelled to ask you that.
Oh, I have a project for a month. I have it this month in February. And I'm going to work on this training project. And then afterwards, I mean, I'm looking right now for a full-time job, but I want to do it after I finish this training project.
Oh, okay. All right. So, because when I heard later this year, I'm thinking, what, September, October? You're actually talking by March or April.
Yes, yes.
Okay, because it's saying that there's a opportunity being presented to you in 6 weeks, which is actually perfect timing. So I definitely would be the person right now that would be all in doing the job search. And I would put as much energy out there to several jobs that you might want to have. Because you're qualified for a lot of things, Karen. It's not just, you know, you're good at a lot of stuff. So what it's saying is the first card representing you is talking about you getting serious about your own happiness, you getting serious about what you really want. And then it's saying that you have to come up with a way of explaining your current situation that comes across as positive. So because you're working on this project right now, just say, I have been doing project work and consulting to individual businesses and individuals for the last whatever. This is saying that hasn't been as satisfying as you'd hoped, which is why you're going for a quote-unquote regular job. But what I'm also getting here is that you need to explain it in such a way that the flexibility of your schedule was working for you for the time that you did it. You see what I mean?
Yes.
So, okay, it could say that, you know, it worked really well for me that I did consulting over the last year and a half because, you know, I had an ill family member that I was taking care of, or whatever the reason is. What it's saying is that the more clear and honest you are about why you did this, is you can say it was twofold. You know, I firmly believe that certain things were presented to me because it allowed me to grow and learn more and make me a more effective individual all the way around. But it's saying the more honest you are, in other words, the way you frame what is actually happened for you in the last year, the more honest you are, the more appealing and compelling you'll be to the person that wants to hire you. So you've got this card of not being afraid to work hard. As a matter of fact, I think you're going to work your butt off on this project in February. But I think that it's the final springboard of what you get to do moving forward. Now, I don't see you going backwards for your next job, the actual job. It says that you move forward with your skills, not backwards. So for example, if someone was in charge of benefits for human resources, I would say that their next step would actually be director of human resources with the person in benefits reporting to them. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
I also think that, by the way, is human resources your background?
Administrative, but no, I can do benefits though.
So one of the things I wonder with you is I wonder if over these next, say, 6 weeks or so, that you become very adept at being able to negotiate sort of the onboarding of new employees. That you create a onboarding checklist or regimen or procedure that every new employee has to go through with initials on each page of that protocol, so that there's a very clear understanding of the benefits and how and the culture of the company. I also think that it would behoove you to get very comfortable doing public speaking about issues that you specialize in. So this project that you're doing right now is a springboard for what you're going to do down the road. But it's saying that there's a job that presents itself in 6 weeks that is exactly the right kind of job for you, and it may be a job you stay at till you retire. However, mm-hmm. I'm also seeing kind of a springboard into something you do. It could be that you volunteer for an organization that represents HR, human resources, and that you become someone active on the board or whatever, but that there's more, it ends up being almost want to say prestigious connection for you. And I'm going to say something else, which you're going to think is weird because it's totally off track and it's not what you asked me. But I think that one of the ways that you might be able to find a job is if you learned how to play bridge.
Okay.
Because the thing is that bridge is usually 70% women and 30% men. But there's a certain age range of people typically play bridge. And I'm stereotyping, but they're usually over 40, all right? The nice thing about it is when you learn how to play bridge, and I'd actually get a tutor to teach you how to play or get one of those videos or start looking online to learn how to play. Because when you get involved with a bridge group, this is a demographic of people that are very well connected. And so when you say you're between successes and over the last year you've done consulting or whatever it is, and now you're ready to get a regular job, one of these women might help you do that.
Okay.
but it also connects you with a group of people that are smart enough for you.
Oh, okay.
Which I'm totally on board with for you.
Okay.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
See ya.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Got somebody here from the 707 area code. Hello, 707. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Valerie. How are you?
Oh, hi, Valerie. What's your question?
I'm wanting a part-time job, and I was told perhaps it would that it would come by word of mouth.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering what you see around.
Okay, so just because I'm curious, who told you that it would come by word of mouth? Was it some other psychic on Blog Talk?
Yes.
All right, let me see if I'm going to validate that or I'm not going to validate that. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. I want a part-time job. Did you download my app yet, Valerie?
No, but I will.
I'm asking everybody to invest $1.99 to download my app.
Oh,
on their
sure.
Phone.
Yes,
it's $1.99. Mm-hmm. Seriously, it's less than the latte that you buy at Starbucks. Seriously. Okay. Actually, I'm not getting the word of mouth. What I'm getting is that you pick something that is a hobby or activity of yours, a new hobby or activity of yours, that you, through that person, you end up getting invited to the job. So it's not word of mouth.
Oh.
It is somebody that, because you decide to do something to hone your professional skills, that they meet you and they go, oh, we totally need this part-time person to do blah, 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 whatever it is, okay? So firmly in your mind, you need to decide, well, for a part-time position, how much do I need to make? So I'm going to ask you, Valerie, how much do you need to make per hour for a part-time position?
Well, the job that I would be getting is a high-paying job.
Okay. So in other words, you would be making enough that a lot of other people could actually live off of.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay. All right. So what it's saying is that you are going to be presented with an opportunity here with somebody that's incredibly high maintenance.
Okay. High maintenance in that. Okay.
There's a man here that's incredibly high maintenance. So either this is somebody that you're already involved with romantically or it's somebody you're about to work for.
Oh, okay.
So so would you say, are you actually heavily involved with someone romantically now?
I wish.
Okay.
No.
So they're going to be two interesting men in your life coming up in the next 6 months. The first is someone you're going to work with. So I don't know if he's the high-maintenance one. I kind of hope it's the work one that's the high-maintenance one. And I hope the other guy that is incredibly easygoing and funny and wonderful, I hope he's your lover. I hope he's the one that you end up with romantically. I hope it's not the other way around. That's what I hope. Because you've got these two guys here. Because the one I like just feels like you've known him lifetimes. And I think that's who you're supposed to get involved with romantically. But the guy you end up working for is incredibly high maintenance, and it's all about his reputation. So you taking on this part-time gig to make his reputation look good, as long as you keep doing that, everything's fine. The second that he thinks you're trying to take credit for something, that's when things go to hell in a handbasket.
Wow.
Seriously. It would be like working on a campaign for somebody that was running for office. This is the perfect example of what I mean. It would be like being someone that was the campaign manager for somebody that was running for office, that your whole goal would be to make his reputation look absolutely spotless, sterling, amazing, animal lover, baby kisser, the whole big thing, okay? And what I'm getting here with you is that you can't ever say, well, if it wasn't for me, you wouldn't be where you are.
Oh, I see.
Because you see what I'm saying? So
this wouldn't be in a romantic situation, would it? It would be strictly work, I would think.
Now, there are two different men here. So I'm hoping that the high-maintenance one ends up being your boss, not your lover. But I'm not sure which one ends up being your lover and which one ends up being your boss, because you have the lover's card smack in the middle of the two of them. You have this no-compromise card, but the way you have it is you have this card that says, well, for the right money, I'm kind of willing to work for anybody. It's like, okay, if you're going to pay me $80,000 a year to work 20 to 25 hours a week, then I'll put up with anything during my work hours. I mean, it's like you almost have that attitude, which means the universe goes, okay, I'm going to send you a challenge. That's how it's coming up. But then there's this amazing sweet guy that, I mean, it's when I say sweet, it's not that he's not all man. It's not that he, you know, might not occasionally do the 50 Shades of Grey thing with you. I mean, I'm just saying, there's a great guy here with a great sense of humor that I love. But I'm not sure which one ends up being your boss and which one ends up being your lover. But I think it's going to be connected through work that you meet one of the other guys. So you're going to work for one and then meet the other one. So the job happens first, then the love relationship. So, all right, Valerie.
Oh, okay.
Awesome.
Hopefully I'll meet that nice guy. Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate Mona. Thank you.
Here's the thing. If you work for the real jerk, then you know the guy coming down the pike for romance is a nice guy. I'm just saying.
Right. That's beautiful. Yes.
And by the way, don't take anything. If you end up working for this really high maintenance dude, don't take anything he does personally, because it's not about you. All right, pal. See ya.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
All right. I've got somebody here from the 361 area code. Hello, 361. Who's this?
Hi. This is Linda.
Hi, Linda.
From Texas.
Hi, Linda from Texas. What's your question for me?
Yes, my question is, what is the best course of action to recognize my potential and use my spiritual gifts and abilities?
Okay, in what direction?
In work, in career.
Okay, all right. So here's the thing, is that because you have this energy that when people meet you, they want to listen to what you have to say, they want to connect with you, they want you to spend time with them. Anything that you can do that would act as sort of a consultant, and there's lots of different areas of that. That could be real estate. That could be selling diamonds. That could be insurance sales. That could be any kind of – here's the thing. You're always going to do your spiritual work no matter what you do to earn money, whether it's spiritual work or not. You see that the spiritual work comes through no matter what you do. So it's almost as if you could do business development for a company that you believe in, because people, when they talk to you, they really like you. So they're willing to hear what you have to say because of your energy. The only little caveat that's coming up here, and by the way, you're incredibly creative, and if you didn't actually have to earn money, I'd love to see you just in an art gallery creating things or baking your favorite cookies. Or, I mean, if I had it my way, I'd see you doing community theater, and maybe that's part of what I'm also getting for you. But because we have to support ourselves, right? It's saying that you can take your spiritual mojo and put it to practical good use. But there's this resistance you have to a traditional job.
Yes, that's true. Right now I am self-employed.
Right. So I'm wondering how you can take your self-employedness to a point where it contributes to other people, but you get a bonus for doing that in some way.
Well, I'm currently working as a healer, and I do different energy and spiritual modalities, and I'm recovering from surgery and just kind of looking at reinventing myself, recreating myself, possibly going in a different direction. And I'm just kind of just brainstorming with the universe and myself and wondering what's the best course of action for me at the moment.
Well, so as part of being a healer, are you also a massage therapist?
Well, I was a massage therapist until I fell and had to have my shoulder replaced. That was 5 weeks ago, and now I'm in recovery. And I'm using this time as I'm healing my body to look at what my next step is.
So I have a thought for you, and it's a practical thought. So I'm just gonna throw this out at you, Linda, and see if it vibrates with you.
Mm-hmm.
What if you were to work for a chiropractor? Now, the reason I say that is that, you know, chiropractic medicine is all about the more natural approach to aligning the body, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that you have experience as a massage therapist, and when you do feel more healed, one of the things that I would love to see you do is do your healing work with certain energy stones, because then you're not working as hard, but you're still doing sort of a massage therapy thing, but with your healing elements with it. Okay, so for example, you know as well as I do that the left side of your body is the feminine side, and the right side of your body is your masculine side. Right. And most people don't have that balanced, and that what happens is a lot of times people find themselves having pain in one or both of the areas that they need to pay attention to. But usually it's on one side or the other, because the universe might be trying to tell them something and they're not paying attention to it. So then the universe causes pain for you to pay attention to it if you're not paying attention to it otherwise. So what if you were to do sort of healing stone massage, which I always think is so funny because people go, well, you know, it's easier on the hands to use stones to get into some of the blocked places, you know, like round spheres that are crystals, either amethyst or obsidian or rose quartz or whatever you're looking to heal. You can use those stones. And as long as they're slightly warm, you know, the body relaxes into that energy, right? So what if you were to find a chiropractor that agrees with the idea that you would be doing a slightly different type of massage, but also your healing work aligned with it? You see what I mean?
What you mean, but I'm really hoping to move away from massage.
But see, what I'm trying to tell you is that you might still need to use that as a gateway to get to the healing part. You see? So, because there's this resistance you have to the practical side of earning money, all right? And you're supposed to ultimately be incredibly comfortable financially. That's what it's saying. And there's a celebration of you doing the work that you ultimately want to do, and it's saying within about 6 months, but it may be aligning with somebody like a chiropractor where you're doing a little bit of everything to help that office, but then you do this energy stone healing. You don't call it massage. You call it energy stone healing. And you say you work with these stones to help people. It's like a massage, but it's more of a healing.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm trying to say? In other words,
yes,
you're
would people be fully clothed, or would they be disrobed?
Oh, no. They would be. No. Nobody has to take their clothes off.
Okay.
You just tell them to wear light clothing like they'd go to the gym in.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, but that's what I'm getting for you is that you take your energy work to somebody that can actually give you business to do it, and you act as sort of a partner with the group and maybe even do business development for the chiropractor as a wellness center. You see?
Uh-huh. Well, I was really actually looking to work with people in a wellness center type of setting, but I really hadn't even thought about energy stone healing. I'll have to do some research on that.
Right, and it's going to be your way of doing it. because
right.
But anyway, I can't spend more time with you because I'm only supposed to spend a few minutes on the radio with each
okay,
person.
Okay, thank
but, you, know,
you
God,
so very
all
much,
right,
Mona.
Gal,
I very
now,
much appreciate
me,
it.
Linda, darling, do me a favor.
Yes.
Download my $1.99 app, Dice Wisdom.
I've already written down the website, and I'll go there next.
Love you best. Thank you, Linda. See
thank
you later.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 503 area code. Hello, 503. Who's this?
Tyra, good morning.
Hi, Tyra. What's your question?
Hey, I was just wondering, do you see a future for, like, me and my son's father? We've been together for a minute. I'm just seeing if it's going to improve.
So are you, when you say you're together, are you living together?
Yes.
And you said you have a child together?
Yeah, we have one, and then he helps with my first one. He knew him. That's like all my son know. We've been together since
okay.
like my son was like
okay, so here's an interesting thing. Sorry, I was getting a slurp of coffee. Here's an interesting thing. You've got this card which talks about you're holding back about talking about your truth or about what you want. Then you have this card next to it that says, I'm afraid to talk about the truth. Okay? So mm-hmm. you have, what I find kind of interesting is that you're calling a radio program that's heard worldwide, and you have no problem
mm-hmm.
with us talking about this here because you know he's
mm-hmm.
not listening.
mm-hmm.
You know that, right? But here's what I'd like you to do. Is I'd like you, because you've got the big elephant sitting in the middle of your living room, talk, and the big elephant is, where's this relationship going?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So here's the thing. The way I would do it, because I'd rather, if I were you, I'd rather know than not know. And men wouldn't be with you. A man wouldn't be with you unless he didn't care about you. All right? It's not for convenience sake that he's with you. It's because he does care about you. So one of the things that I would do is I would start over the next 8 weeks talking about everything that's working in this relationship. So it could be that you say, you know, I really love that, blah, 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 you're there for your son. Or that you start recognizing what he's doing right in the relationship. And you ignore or downplay the things that you don't like about him. The only thing you do is you keep celebrating what he does right. And then over this next couple of months, while you're talking about the things that he does well and that you appreciate about him, all of these things, the more you bring it up with him, the more he's going to respond to that, all right? So what does your guy do for work?
He don't really work. He's like his legs don't work. Like
he
walks, but he's just
okay. So does he have? Okay, is he on disability?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he gets money from disability because he has a hard time actually moving around, right?
Yeah, he got shot up in his legs and stuff, so he it's a lot of work he can't do.
Well, the work he could do is phone work.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing, is that I want you to start telling him what he's good at, because what I'm picking up with him is the reason why you actually haven't officially gotten a proposal, or that you haven't talked about the future with him, or that he hasn't brought it up, is because he doesn't feel like he's in a place to do that. So when you start telling him the things he is good at, whatever those are, right, then
mm-hmm.
he may start to get his confidence back. The other thing is,
mm-hmm.
is that there's always a trade he could learn to do, whatever that
mm-hmm.
is, okay? What I don't like about this relationship is it feels like you're doing an awful lot of catering to him. But he wouldn't be with you if he didn't care about you. This is not about... It's not about necessarily convenience. He does care about you. So my question, and this is, you got to get to a really honest place on this one, gal pal. Do
mm-hmm.
you want him to marry you?
Yeah. I do. I just feel like we kind of like have a lot to like accomplish, and we have a lot career wise that we need to do. I mean, I want to do it with him and stuff, but I don't know if he's gonna like change cheating wise. That's my main concern. Like, I know I need to probably uplift him and stuff more, and I can't do that.
So, of course, my first choice would have been, if I'd talked to you before you guys moved in together, my first choice would have been tell you don't move in with him. That would have been my first choice. But since you're already in that situation and it's kind of difficult to get untangled from that, I want you to see what happens if over the next 8 weeks you start talking about the things that he does well and downplay the things that you're either afraid of or you don't trust about him. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because the thing is that over these next 8 weeks, at the end of the 8 weeks, then you say, hey, I'm really at a point right now where I want to know where this relationship's going. So it's funny because I gave somebody this particular phrase before because she'd been dating a guy kind of on and off for about a year. And so he did something that kind of made her angry. So I suggested that she send this particular text. And the text was exactly like this. Hey, I think I owe you an apology because I think our relationship was going to something more special. So if you, in 8 weeks, to your man, you say, I think I owe you an apology. And I'll go, well, why are you saying that? Well, because I really thought this relationship was going to something more special. And then you don't explain it. You just leave it right there. And you see what he does. Because what happened with this other gal is he immediately responded and said, well, this is going to something special. This is something I look forward to my time with you.
So you feel like this relationship is worth like holding on to?
Well, here's the thing. You're about to find out.
Oh, okay.
So if he steps up in the next 2 months, the next eight weeks, by you being incredibly supportive of what he does right, and if you start seeing him get more confident and more focused on his career, then at the end of those 8 weeks, you can say, you know, I think I might owe you an apology. I would use that exact line with him. And then say, I really thought our relationship was moving towards something more special. And he goes, what do you mean? You know, we've been getting along great these last couple months. Just say, yeah, we have, but I haven't seen you do anything to make your situation better. And so I'm wondering if that's why I asked you this, is that I really thought our relationship was going towards something special. And then you could say, more committed. And frankly, I haven't seen it. So in 8 weeks, you're going to have that answer. All right, gal pal, got to go. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
See you later. Bye. All right, guys, I'll be right back.
The Dice Wisdom App is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, This guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com. Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
All right, I'm going to go to area code 203. Hello, 203. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Pat. How are you?
Hi, Pat.
Hi. I've just connected with a gentleman on a match site, and the short communication we've had has been positive. What do you see about this gentleman and I?
Okay, so Pat, I'm going to tell you my opinion about online dating sites before I answer your question. And the reason I'm going to tell you this is because I've had a lot of clients that have come to me after they've met gentlemen, quote, quote, on these sites, and it has not gone well, all right? So my opinion about online dating sites, there are a lot of people out there that are not good people that go on these dating sites.
I agree. I hardly ever use these. Maybe like
okay.
Once or twice a year I look into them.
So the only way that so here's this positive communication you have with this guy. The only way that I would support you moving forward with this is if you did some sort of a FaceTime Skype sort of call with him.
Okay. Okay.
Where you actually talk to each other and you saw his face and
right.
You saw his lips move, because there was a gal that got extorted out of about $80,000 by one of these online guys. And though she'd talked to him on the phone, she'd actually never seen his face. She just saw his picture. Well, as it turned out, he was a con artist that was doing this with four or five other women.
Right.
So here's the thing. I'm being very practical with you that the next dialogue you have with him should be a Skype conversation where you see his face so that you actually, I mean, so you can actually have a dialogue with him.
Okay.
Like you're having
coffee. Right.
So you could say, let's have coffee together over the internet on Skype.
Okay.
Or on Zoom or one of those video chat kind of things. Because my feeling is that's not how you're going to meet the right guy, Pat. That's my feeling. Is
mm-hmm.
that, and again, I could be totally wrong because I just have this big resistance to people meeting people over the internet these days. There was a time that it was actually kind of a cool thing. And then a lot of the really bad people got a hold of, I can get a hold of vulnerable people through this site. And it's men and women that do that. So I just have a bad feeling about that just from the beginning. But having said all that, I would love it if there was a dating site that had credential connected with it, that included a criminal background investigation with the people that were on that site. Now that I would be a little bit more in support of.
I already did some investigation, and from what I've seen, he's very legitimate. I just like your take on him. That's all I want right now.
Well, the reason why I didn't actually go to my take on him is because there's not a man showing up in this five card spread.
Okay.
So that's why I'm it's funny because sometimes when that happens, when people have asked me a question like yours and a man doesn't show up, it makes me wonder if the man doesn't necessarily, or the man you think that you're talking to doesn't really exist.
Right. Okay.
Well, and I'll tell you let me just real quick. You have a card here that talks about it's not an authentic friendship. It's a fantasy. Then you have this feeling like you're sort of settling. Then your gut feeling is not quite on board either. But the good news is that this is saying by you getting connected with a group of people that are all working for a common purpose or cause, there's a reason to celebrate in romance for you in March. So it could be that I'm wrong, that you actually talk to this guy via Skype, you get a great impression, he makes the effort to come meet you for coffee, you get a great impression, and things move forward. I could be wrong, because sometimes I am wrong. But I'm also erring on the side of being conservative here and self-protective here. So that's my thought.
Okay. I've been alone for about 30 years. Do you see a relationship? I'm ready for a relationship. Do you see a life partner?
Yeah, and it's saying in the cards, and by the way, that's your second question, but it's saying in the cards. It's saying in the cards, by you getting involved with a group of people that have a common purpose, there's a reason to celebrate connected romantically with that. But it doesn't say it's over the internet. It says by you actually joining some sort of a group. I don't know if that's a church group. I don't know if it's you learn how to play bridge. I don't know if it's a walking group. It's something like that where you decide you're going to get your butt out of the house and go meet people.
Okay.
All right, pal. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 504 area code. Hello, 504.
Hello.
Who's this?
Hi, this is Deborah.
Hi, Deborah. What's
your
question for me?
My work is a little tricky right now, and I was wondering if you saw me leaving. The company's expanding or going somewhere else, and hopefully not getting fired because it's very conniving little atmosphere right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, this does not say they fire you. If anything, if you leave the company, it's going to be on your own choice, not theirs.
Oh,
so
good.
Here's the interesting thing. There is a guy here, dark hair, dark eyes, around you at work that can actually help you. But I think there's a part of you that secretly doesn't want to work at this job anymore.
Yeah.
So we've got battling energies here. You know, you're like, well, you know, I don't want to get fired, and if I leave, I would like to do that on my own choice. But there's a part of you going, I really don't want to work here anymore. So what it's saying is that you actually have the opportunity to create a brand new position for yourself because everything's in a shake-up mode right now. So there's a guy, dark hair, dark eyes. I don't know if he's a boss of yours or a human resources person or a consultant that's connected with this in some way. But what it's saying is that – say that again.
I have a VP, a vice president. He's dark hair, dark eyes, but then I have a coworker that has dark hair and dark eyes. I don't trust the coworker.
No. This guy, no, you go right to the VP because it's saying that you have, there's somebody here that can take action on your behalf if you just go have a heart-to-heart talk with him. So because everything's in turmoil right now, it's kind of, I wouldn't do it tomorrow, but I would do it on Tuesday. Just send him an email saying, do you have a few minutes to talk? And, of course, he's going to be curious as to why you want to talk to him. And then you go to him, and before you go talk to him, you say to yourself, you look at the company and how it's changing and go, gee, the position I'd really like to do with these changes is this. And you create the position. So what is your role now in the company? What do you do now?
I'm in sales, but I have a weak manager. In fact, she's the conniving one. And I basically, and I've stopped, will pick up the slack where she is, like, letting things fall, and they scream at her. So I don't know if it is her and the company is good, maybe they're tough, but that's what my confliction is, because she says they're horrible and that she gets treated bad, so that's why it's like I'm afraid to move up. Will I get screamed at like she does? I don't
no.
want to.
Here's what you do. Because okay, the company's in shifting and changing right now. So
mm-hmm.
what I'd like you to do is make an appointment with the dark-haired, dark-eyed vice president and say, mm-hmm. You know, we're in a lot of changes right now, and I'm wondering if it would benefit the company if I did more of the business development role, where kind of a business development marketing role, where I was doing the trade shows and the special events and the community involvement for the company to create a great reputation. And then you say, I've learned an awful lot from the whack job boss you have, but you don't say it that way. I've learned a lot from, you know, let's say her name is Sally. I've learned a lot from Sally. She has taught me how to think on my feet. She's taught me how to be resourceful. You know, I really think we've been a great team. And what that's made me realize is how much I'd like to represent the company in the community, where I'm doing events where, I don't know, maybe charity drives or blood drives or adopting a charity as the key charity for your organization and working with them. But setting up events that are community-based, where you're the voice of the philanthropy for the company. You see?
Right.
So what happens is now, because they're in a shift and change, the most important thing they need to do is protect their reputation along the way. Well, what if you volunteer to do that? And
okay.
the benefit for you is it takes you out of the firing line for Sally, your boss. And then you say, if he likes the idea, then you say, and, you know, it'd be so cool to report to you.
Okay.
So now what happens is that you've just created a position for yourself that's going to help the company have transparency during the transition they're doing, but also create a better reputation. You see? It would be like somebody that is a law firm, for example, and they hire someone specifically to do the community events where they're the sponsor of it. And it's not so much about them getting business because they're a law firm, you see? Oh, I think I lost you. Okay, well, you suddenly went quiet, but I think you get what I was going to say. And awesome to talk to you. Thanks, Deborah. Have a great day. All right, I'm going to go to area code 630. Hello, 630. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. What's your question?
Well, this is a strange question.
I love those.
I was bitten like 39 times by bed bugs in a hotel in Vegas, and
oh crap! Was it the Rio?
No, another well-known hotel.
I'm just kidding.
Extended stay, but I got a lawyer, and I mean it was so bad I had to go to the hospital in Henderson and get a shot. And
oh my god.
Yeah, I had no clue, and I've got scars, and I was in bed for 2 weeks. I could hardly get out of bed, and I apparently was one of the small percentage of people that have a rare reaction to bed bug bites. And
oh,
I got a
God.
Lawyer. Yeah, I got a lawyer. It has been absolute hell. The Southern Nevada Health District sent me a report. They confirmed it, and it's been 8 months, and the hotel is denying responsibility. They're messing with the lawyer. They, you know, the lawyer sent a demand letter, and the hotel denied it, and their insurance company denied it, and I'm just really disgusted with the whole thing. And
here's what I would do if I were you. You ready?
Yeah.
First of all, you have pictures of all this, right?
Yes.
Okay. So now what your attorney does is, I think you can do this without your attorney, but just tell your attorney you want to do this, and make sure you have the blessing from your advisor. But here's what I would do if I were you. because it's absolutely true that not only do you have the health districts backing that the place is infested with bed bugs, I would reach out to one of the news stations in Vegas. Like, I think Channel 13 has Channel 13 Action News. They have someone that actually does investigative reporting on things that aren't quite kosher, aren't
right.
quite the way they should be. So it may be now the time that you start making it a public event.
Mm-hmm.
And so that would be my recommendation. But according to what I'm seeing here, you do get compensation. See, here's the other squirrely thing about the whole bed bugs thing is that, and by the way, I mentioned the Rio because they were actually mentioned in the news for that, and I think even
I
Listeria.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm not saying anything that's hasn't already been public. So, but with your case, the bad thing about the whole bed bug thing is that bed bugs can travel to your own home
mm-hmm.
after you've been bitten. So I would imagine that you had to go through a pretty extensive cleaning just to make sure your home wasn't infested.
Well, they put me in another room. It was extended stay, and the other room was completely fine, but I had to disinfect the room, and I had to get my car cleaned, you know, and stuff like that. But it's more the freaking out, the being told, you know, you need to go back to your room. The manager's not here, and what I went through at the hospital, and they said, well, you really didn't have any expenses because, you know, your insurance paid for the hospital. I'm like, yeah, but that's not the point. I went through all this horrible stuff. I was in bed for 2 weeks, and then by the time I went to work, I had to wait 2 more weeks for a paycheck, so I was without income for a month, and it was horrible.
In other words, if the way you explain it is if the organization had done their responsibility by providing a clean, safe, non-bed bug infested place for you to stay. It's not like you were staying there free. You paid for that service, right?
Yeah.
So they didn't meet they didn't meet their promise on that. And I think your attorneys kind of already go in that direction. But I think it's time to take it a step further.
Okay. Got it.
And the step further is that I lost, in essence, a month's worth of income. My insurance should not have had to be responsible for something that they caused.
Negligence, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's saying you don't have to do this the hard way. You just have to bring more of a spotlight to it.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
And I have to tell you, there are people, I would look up Las Vegas investigative reporters
mm-hmm.
and tell your story, because I'll tell you, they would jump on this. It's a great story.
Okay. Yeah,
so,
and it's true. Yeah.
But Channel 13 Action News, but any investigative reporter, you just put investigative reporter Las Vegas as a Google search.
Okay.
There was a gal here locally named Darcy Spears. I'm not sure if she still does that. But you could find out. And if so, just say, you know, you send her an email, you send her pictures, and you let her know that you're having a difficult time having the hotel, the extended stay place or whatever it is, make it right with you.
Mm-hmm,
and that
mm-hmm.
you're wondering if she'd be interested in the full story.
Got it. Yeah,
okay.
You know, I completely, I just went to the top, went straight to the lawyer. But, yeah, you're right, the public humiliation is probably something they do not want.
Well, okay, but here's the thing, is that if that doesn't work, then you start doing public reviews with pictures.
Oh, there's already about 50 of them on the web. I found everything after the fact. Yeah, there's so much that.
Okay, so
overwhelming,
if
yeah.
there's more than you that
yes.
has had this issue, then, it's probably an insurance nightmare for them, but they have to step up and make it right with you. It's not like you're asking for $1 million. You're asking for enough that you were put financially in a tough spot, because had you not stayed there, you would have been able to go back to work.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Right. So, you know, you're looking for something reasonable, but it needs to be reasonable. So, all right, gal pal. Thanks for the call.
Thanks. Thank you.
See you later.
Bye.
Okay. Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 863 area code. Hello, 863. Who's this?
Hey, Mona. This is Julia.
Hi, Julia. What's your question?
Hi. I was calling to see, I'm looking to relocate, and I just wanted to see kind of how you see that going.
Well, first of all, I want you to go to a place where the weather is cooperative with you. It's saying that, okay, you have a card that looks like the sun right in the middle of your reading. So it's saying that it has to be a place that has more sun than rain. So you're probably going to go to the south in some way, the southern part of the United States. I'm getting south.
Actually, I'm in Florida.
Okay. So what it's saying here is that are you looking to move just locally, or are you actually looking to move?
I was thinking like maybe I'm in central Florida in the middle, and I was thinking of like up in northern Florida on the panhandle. But I've also been thinking about like South Carolina. I haven't really pinpointed the exact where of it yet.
Well, my recommendation would be for you to go where you can feel most connected with people, and that it has to be sunny, more than rainy or whatever. Now, you realize South Carolina occasionally gets snow. Florida gets snow like once every 10 years.
Okay.
Because I'm kind of getting that you stay in the same state, and that I'm getting that any place that already seems to have a community established where you can jump into it, great. And if you don't know how to play bridge, I'm huge on ladies after they get to about 40, 45, learning how to play bridge. Because it's a great group of people. And that when you do move, there are two things I want you to do. Learn to play bridge and get involved in a bridge group. And the second thing is I want you to join a book club. Specifically so that you can meet people. Because what I don't like is it just seems like you spend so much time by yourself.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, so we got to shift that a little
bit.
That's
why I want to move. Yeah.
And the other thing you can do.
Whole...
Now, Julia, do you like dogs or cats?
Yes.
Okay, so it could be that one of the other things you get involved in is just going and petting the rescue dogs and cats. Because you'll meet fellow animal lovers that way. I just want you, when you move, I want you to make sure you move with the commitment that you're also moving to meet people. Okay?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call.
All right.
See
ya. Thank you so much.
Okay, bye.
Thanks.
You too. Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona records this broadcast live each Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. The call-in number for the live recording of Psychic View is 347-850-1494. Follow Psychic View or The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mystic Mona on Facebook for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona's website is mona.vegas, or you can contact her by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.